So this is it. We're about to enter Rosh Hashanah. And so we have to learn a piece from Pinchas that really will explain what we are preparing for, what the day is all about. This piece from Pinchas is in Parshas Kisavai in the Tiferes Shimshon, Pesh Reich, Pei Hei. And it's going on the pasuk of Tachas Hashem Le'avadzas Hashem Lekecha B'simcha V'tov Levav Me'rev Gael, famous pasuk at the end of the Teichacha, explaining why the Teichacha comes about. Why do these terrible atrocities, curses befall Klal Yisrael? Because we didn't serve Hashem with happiness. Amazing, right? All these the worst things that could ever befall humanity will all happen because we should have served Hashem with joy, with happiness, and we failed in that. Chazal limdunu sheschar mitzvah amaleka, ein schar ba'ilam azeh. Chazal teach us in Kedushin Lametes, it's coming up that daf soon. So, schar mitzvah ba'amaleka. There is no schar for a mitzvah that you do in this world. You don't get schar for it. If you're thinking that, well, I davened really well, I put on tefillin, I gave tzedakah, so Hashem's going to give me a big schar, He's going to give me a big reward soon in this world. No, that's not the way it works. Schar mitzvah b'amaleka doesn't exist in this world. There is no schar in this world for mitzvahs. Ach kvar herach harambam levaris apasuk. Tachas v'shel levad ha'shem klachem simcha v'tov leim rev kol. How does the Rambam teach that in Hilchos Teshuva? Kleimar, imavadetem as Hashem b'simcha, if you serve Hashem with happiness, mashpia lachem ha-brachas ha'elu, all of the brachas Hashem will shower upon you. Ashetiyu pinuyim lischakim b'tayra v'lasikba. You're going to have blessings, and you'll be able, meaning the rain will fall in its time, you'll make easy parnasa, things will go smoothly for you, the stock market is going to make you very wealthy, everything's going to happen so easily. And that way, you're going to be able to what? To learn, to daven, to have menuchas ha-nefesh. I don't have to go to work so much anymore. Things will be good. Kedei shetizku l'chayim haba. And that way, I'll get chayim haba. V'mazavdem es Hashem. But if you abandon Hashem, mevi aleichem kolak klolosei, then all the curses will come. V'lo yeh lochem leiv panoi, v'lo yeguf shalom asas ha-mitzvahs. And you're not going to have the peace of mind. Because of all these curses, you're going to be completely flooded and drowning in tzaris. You're not going to have the peace of mind and the body to do your mitzvahs. Kedei shetovdu mechayel ma'bar. V'nimtza shavadatam shnei olam. As Rambam says, you're going to lose both worlds. You're going to lose this world because you're going to be so inundated with all these bad stuff. And then you're going to not be able to do Torah, not be able to do mitzvahs, and you're not going to have the next world there for either. Ha-parnasa v'chal ha-tayv ha-mushpa al ha-adam einam leikis char v'leikainish. The parnasa and everything that you get in this world is not considered schar, nor is it considered an einish. Kach gam binyin Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take in consideration schar and einish. That's not part of his cheshbon. When is that going to happen? When are you going to really get the cheshbon, the final accounting of whether you're getting schar or einish? That's after the end of our lives, when we go into Olam Haba, then Hashem decides what we get. Zeo Yom HaDin HaGadol, that's called the Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Hanayr, the great day of judgment, and the awesome day of judgment, Shiula Asad Lavi. V'Yiyah B'Yom HaAchrin Shalom Hazeh, that's the last moment in this world, right? That's what the Yom HaDin HaGadol is going to be on. And so what is Rosh Hashanah then? If Ein Shem of next world, Gehenim and Eilam Haba, Schar, Einish, if all that is determined after we die, so what exactly is determined on Rosh Hashanah in this world? In 2 days from now, we're going to have a Yom HaDin. I thought that was Schar v'Einish. Isn't that, aren't we going to get reward or punishment for Yom HaDin? He says, no, that's reward and punishment is not really in this world. Those are things that will ultimately be meted out for us in the next world. So what is Rosh Hashanah? Hu Chayim. The gezeira on a person, Rosh Hashanah, is life. Klaimar, Naisn la'adam es avsharos ves ha'kelem livnais. We're given the tools to build. Naisn la'es ha'parnasa, es ha'geshem. Oy shalom azayis naisn la'es chas v'shalom mabes. Klaimar, lay naisn b'yada es ha'kelem shal yadam yuchal livnais l'zakeis. Meaning, the Rambam, going back to that original Rambam that we just said, what is the Rambam saying? Rambam is saying that schar mitzvah yamalaka. We know that we don't have schar in this world. So what's the teichacha and the blessings that if you do my mitzvahs, you're going to get v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, you're going to have rain in its proper time, and if you don't do the mitzvahs, then you're going to get this punishment and that punishment. What's that? I thought you don't have reward and punishment in this world. So the Rambam explains that it's not reward and punishment. That's not the reward and punishment that we're talking about when we speak about schar mitzvah. The real schar mitzvah that we get is in the next world. When you put on tefillin, when you learn Torah for sure, all of that schar is accruing to us in the next world. And if we're doing averus, all of those ayin shem rachman and litzlan are waiting for us in the next world. So that's what schar mitzvah amalekah means. So what does the pasuk mean when it says you'll get rain, you'll get this? No, that doesn't mean, that's not the reward. That's just the ability to have peace of mind in this world so that we could further enhance our Olam Haba. When the pasuk says that we're going to give you rain, if you do my mitzvahs, everything right, I'm going to give you rain in its proper time and you're going to have bumper crops, that's not the reward. The Rambam says that's not the reward for the mitzvah. Don't confuse that is what you're getting from the mitzvah. If I say to you, if you do mitzvahs, then you're going to, you're going to win the lottery. Oh, so that's my reward. No, that's not your reward. What is that? Winning the lottery in this world, what is that? That's not the reward for mitzvahs. What that is, it clears the path for us to do more and more mitzvahs. Because now that I won the lottery, I don't have to go to work so much anymore. I don't have to do 9 to 5. I don't have to, I don't have to take the bus and the train to get somewhere. I have a car now, and all these things, it gives me the freedom to be able to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, to give tzedakah. All of those things that's not the reward. That's just a way of earning more Olam Haba when the time comes. Schar mitzvah yamalaka, there is no reward in this world for the mitzvahs that we do. What do we have? What's the rain falling and the bumper crops? That, don't confuse that with reward. That's not a reward. That's nothing compared to what awaits us in Olam Haba but it gives us the ability now to learn, to daven, because we're not, let's say a person has the other way, chas v'shalom. Let's say a person is not doing what Hashem wants. Hashem throws all the klalos, the teichacha. So what happens? You get so inundated, so bombarded by distractions, by pressure, by stress, and people are chasing after me, and I don't have a minute to learn. I don't have a minute to daven. I'm so busy. My mind is so, being crushed by the weight of all these klalos that now I'm going to go up to Olam Haba at the end of 120, and they're going to say, hey, buddy, you didn't do any mitzvah, you didn't do Torah. But that's because I was so busy. I was, people were debtor. I was in debt and people were running after me, chasing after me. And I had, and I went through wars and I went through famine. Yeah, but that wasn't that's not an excuse, because you brought that upon yourself. By you starting off with doing what Hashem did not want you to do, so now He punished you in this world. He punished you that you were on the run the whole time. You didn't have a minute to breathe. Now you don't have Olam Haba either. You lost this world and the next world. But the main schar and einish is very important. You said, that's why I keep repeating it. The main schar v'einish is in the next world, the Yom HaDin HaGadol. What we consider in this world, schar, that's not. It's really just the ability to have a life. What we're doing and what we do get in this world, if we do the right thing, is we get a life. What does it mean, a life? I could breathe, I could think, I could sing, I could enjoy, I have the peace of mind. You know what it takes to sit and learn. You ever have you're so angry about something, you're so frustrated, you're so you're going crazy. Is it easy to open up a Gemara under those circumstances and learn? No. Is it easy to daven? Impossible. Is it easy to go to a bris, to do a this, to do a that? No, I can't do anything. I'm just so stressed out. I don't want to do anything. You know, you don't want to sit by a Pesach day. You don't want to build a sukkah. You don't want to sit in a sukkah. You're going crazy. You can't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you don't do the right thing, when we don't do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes craziness for us in this world, which knocks us out of contention for the next world because we were so busy that we didn't have a chance to do the Avaida in this world. If we do good stuff, then Hashem says, great, I'm going to make you come into a lot of money, and I'm going to make things easy. You're going to have shalom bias. Your family is going to like you. Your friends, you're not going to have people, stuffing you and getting into fights with you. And you're going to be able to have like a brain that's free of any stress and be able to sit and learn. And in Shemayim, every word of Torah in Shemayim is $10 billion at least. So that's the main reward. So he says that's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. You want to know what Rosh Hashanah is? Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're judged. We're not judged, we're going to get Olam Haba, we're going to get Gehenna. No, that's the last day of our life. That's after we die. What is Rosh Hashanah? What's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah? It's this world. Are we going to have a life or are we going to have death? What does it mean, life or death? Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim, you know what it means? It doesn't necessarily mean a person's going to die. Not too many people, Baruch Hashem, are dying every year, even though maybe that was Paskin, that they should be in the Book of Death. But Book of Death does not always mean that you die. How many Rishonim do we know that seem to be making it from one Rosh Hashanah to another? If inscribed in the Book of Death means that you die, then we should have a lot more people dying every year, and we don't. What's the answer? The answer is it doesn't mean life and death literally. It means, like, in the vernacular, get a life. Like, what does it mean, get a life? It means I have a life. What does it mean, I have a life? I could breathe, I could relax, I could walk, I could talk, I could ride a bicycle, I could enjoy, I could smell the roses, I can enjoy a sunset. I have a life. I have freedom to be able to breathe. If you have that, by the way, Rabbi Say, that's, you have to give maidim, on your hands and knees to the Rabbi Hashem. If you're in a situation that you're able to think and you have menuchas hanefesh and everything is good, that means that hopefully, your family is well and your health is well and your financial situation is well and you don't have craziness going on in your life, you're able to sit and learn, that's the greatest bracha. The greatest bracha in the world. A person that's sick and that has problems with shalom bayis and has problems with, parnasa, and they always have to borrow money from people and pay back other people. They never have a minute. It's like Gehenna. You can't do anything in life. You can't enjoy your family. You can't sit by a Shabbos table. You can't learn. You have nothing. You have no olam hazeh, and then you won't have olam haba either. So that's the lesson. What is Rosh Hashanah? Chayim. I'm going to give you the tools to build in this world. I'm going to give you the parnasa. I'm going to give you the gashmias. Or I can give you death, says Hashem. Meaning, I'm going to take away from you the kalim that you could have built. You could have had that peace of mind. You could have had the financial freedom. You could have had the emotional carefreeness. But you lost it. And now you're not going to be able to be zeicha in Olam Haba by extension. Kishakayvim v'gayzim v'rashanim mi'bekitzai. The highlight, I would say, most people's highlight of the davening on Rosh Hashanah. I'll go around the room. I'll ask or you could raise your hand. What's their favorite part of Rosh Hashanah davening? What?
Too much to choose from.
Okay, that's an easy answer. That's safe. What's the high? What would you say is the? Yeah.
What is
Anand? Okay. Sanadikiv, right? Sanadikiv, I think, is on Yom Kippur. I don't know if I would say that. I think Yom Kippur. I think the highlight to me personally is the Asarugei Malchus. When you speak about the 10 tzaddikim that were killed and whatever, it's very emotional if you're reading it and understanding it. Or the Avaida. But the Nisana Taikiv, I think, is definitely the highlight. I think there's probably more Chazanisha pieces on the Nisana Taikiv, that everybody like, okay, let's see how the Chazan does the Nisana Taikiv. Like, that's the That's the signature of the chazan. If he can like make people really, you know, step it up, then so what do we say in the Sanatekev? First, as in a Sanatekev Kedushas Hayayim, let's describe to you the holiness of the day and what the malachim are doing. They're scurrying to and fro. Even the angels in heaven are petrified on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then we say, mi yichyo mi yamos. And then we say, mi bekitzai u mi lai bekitzai. Who's going to live, who's going to die? Mi bekitzai, who's going to die, who's going to make it to their end, their proper amount of stipulated years of life? Umi lai bekitzai, who's not going to? Who's not going to live to what they were supposed to? What does that mean? What that means is that we take away from a person the ability to learn Torah. That's what it means. Mi bekitzai. Umi loy bekitzai is like erech yamim. He's flipping it around. Mi bekitzai, he's saying, is when you have a shortened life, I guess. You take away from a person the ability to learn Torah. Mi loy bekitzai, you have a longer life. Now you can learn Torah longer. Mi ani, who's going to be poor? Mi loy tiyav sharas hazu, who's not going to be able to be busy with tzedakah because you're so poor? Umeyasha, who's going to be so wealthy? Lemi tiyav sharas lasik v'lasik tzedakah. So basically, this is a very big chiddush what Rav Pinkus is saying. He's giving us a whole new understanding of Rosh Hashanah, if you're paying attention. Because what we normally understand Rosh Hashanah to be, he's saying it's not. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Pascha on me if I'm going to live or I'm going to die. That's scary, right? I really better daven, you know, really well because I don't want to die this year. That's not necessarily what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the concept of life and death is much more for everybody. Even if you're very healthy, and I could guarantee you, let's say that you're all, everyone in Mitzvah Hashem in this room, in this yeshiva, in this country, in this world, is going to live out the whole Tav Shem Pei Daled. That's still not reason to do a waltz just yet. Because you could be alive, but you could be dead. How are you alive and dead at the same time? Because if you don't have the ability to live your life normally, and you're scared, and you're frustrated, and you're running, and you're hiding, and you're, you know, the people in the Holocaust, would you say that they were alive during those war years? They weren't alive. They were living skeletons. They were the walking dead. They were not, that's not a life. If you don't know what you're going to be doing, and where, and you have, you're running, and you're hiding, and you're getting beaten, and that's not a life. It's not a life. Rachman and Litzan, it doesn't have to be the Holocaust. It could be just something, you know, there could be people, you know, within this 1 mile radius that they're going crazy. They have terrible shalom bias because they're fighting with their wife day and night, and their kids are going off the derech and they're going crazy from that, and they lost their job. They have to find a new job. They don't have money in the bank. Credit card bills are coming and they're shutting off your electricity bill. Is that a chayim? That's not a chayim. That's death. Death in this world. You don't have the ability to learn or daven, do any mitzvahs. That's what it means when we speak about miyei ani. Mei asher, you're rich. How am I rich? Doesn't mean that you're going to win the lottery. It doesn't mean you're going to get a raise necessarily. But you have the ability to give tzedakah like a mensch. You have the ability to deal with, so you can be a gabbai tzedakah. You can be involved with a shul, do public. How are you involved in a shul? How could a gabbai, president of a shul? You know what it means to be a president of a shul? It means you have to have everything going well at home, everything going well at work, and now you have the ability, the added blessing of being able to go and be busy with communal affairs. It's not a given. You know how many people would die to do that? They can't. I'm barely surviving in my own life. I can't deal with my own home. I'm going to start dealing with running a shul, running a yeshiva, I can't. This is the life and death that's really nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. This is what we're davening for, Hashanah. It's not always about physical life and death. It's about the emotional life and death. It's about having the peace of mind to live throughout our year with bracha, with happiness, with freedom. Rosh Hashanah nigzar l'adam rak ha'im t'yaloi ha'fsharas lasik v'atayr ha'ilasei tzedakah. That's what's paskind. That's what's nigzar. Ha'bechir adayin esunu b'yad ha'adam im l'natzal sazman sh'nasun lo'i ayas ha'kesef sh'nasun lo'i echas v'sham l'adam. The bechira is in my hands. If I'm going to really use the time that was given to me, or the money that was given to me, or to squander them. Ulefiza nitin lahaysef, shagam hamusag, shal tzadik v'rasha, enek vishan mevinin kipshutai. Again, we have concepts in our mind, preconceived notions of tzaddik, and there's a rasha. How would you define a tzaddik? What's a tzaddik?
Person who always
does the right thing. Person who's righteous, he learns, he's davening, he's doing avodas Hashem day and night, right? And he has more mitzvahs, and a rasha has a lot of averis. He says that's not pshat. Ela tzaddik hu mi sheyesh le she'ifa es lenatzel asav shari shenasnu leim hu hanikra chai. What's it say? You know what a tzaddik is? A tzaddik is not a person that necessarily is running around doing tzedakah and mitzvahs all day. A tzaddik is somebody who, when you give him freedom and you give him that peace of mind, he doesn't waste it. He spends every moment learning and davening. That's not what makes him. The fact that he is able to see the value of life and not squander it, and he can really squeeze out everything that life has to offer vis-a-vis serving Hashem, that's somebody that has a life. He chaps what life is all about, and he lives life to its fullest in that regard. Why does Hashem give us life and parnasa in order that we can go and sit calmly in menuchas nefesh and learn Torah? That's what it's all about. What do we do? If we do have that peace of mind, do we always use it in the proper way? No. A lot of times we feel, things are going well. Baruch Hashem, I have freedom, I have peace of mind, I don't have many problems, I could deal with it, right? But now, let's say tonight is not a midterm, it's not a final, I did all my work, Rosh Hashanah is already coming in, I have a free night tonight. Or tomorrow, let's say, there's no classes, I don't know if there's, but let's say it's a, what do I do? What do I do with all that time, those hours and hours of time that I have? So, a tzaddik, if somebody says, wow, I have all this precious time, I'm going to capitalize it, I'm going to learn, I'm going to go to the nursing home, I'll play guitar for people, I'll call my mother, call my grandmother, call my parents, I'll use the time to do mitzvahs, do taira, to do the right thing. What does somebody that's not a tzaddik do with their time? Wow, I have a whole day, what should I do? I have a good idea, I'll play, what's that video game called? Fortnite, thank you. I'll play Fortnite. That should kill about 8 hours of my day, and then I'll go get something to eat. Then maybe I'll chop a meyer. Then I'll play more Fortnite, watch some YouTube, and whatever. We squander the whole day. We squander the day. We literally kill time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like looking at. Listen, I gave you. I paskin chayim on you. I said that you are going to live. That means I'm going to give you peace of mind. But I didn't give you peace of mind to play Fortnite for 8 hours straight. I gave you peace of mind in order to learn, to dab and do a good thing. If you're not going to use it, then that's death. You're not capitalizing on the life that I gave you. And that's what a rasha is. A rasha is not, meaning a rasha is not a terrible, criminal, disgusting person. A rasha might be just a guy that doesn't use the gift of life that he was presented. I'm giving you time, and what are you doing? You're doing nothing with it. That's called mace. Risham b'chayim kriya mesim. V'im ein b'dayt l'natzos hazmach nasim lay, l'shem ma'alas yislechayim. What's the point, says Hashem? Why did I give you life again? For what? Think I gave you life to waste it? To squander it, to do nothing with it, we're not talking, of course, about eating. It's fine to eat. We're not talking about playing ball. It's good to exercise. We're not talking about spending time with your family. Also good. But we're talking about just completely waste. And by the way, sometimes a person's allowed to chill also. It's like, if you want to listen to some music, you need to relax. You don't want to get too nervous, and you need a little bit of an escape. If it's good, clean escape, fine. It's okay. But there's a big difference between doing that for a half an hour a day and doing it for 8 hours of the day. Or just to, endlessly surf the web and yeshiva world, matzah, vasas, nayas, and halavai, right? And then repeat. Yeshiva world, you go back and say, no, there's nothing new. Nothing really was nischadish. Trump is still indicted, and there's still going to be a concert, the Cholamayit concert. It's the same Torah every single time you look at it. It's really very little changes. So what are we wasting our time with? And I'm talking to myself also. I think we're all pretty guilty as charged. So it's a new Rosh Hashanah with this repayment. This is one page of our life that really changes, I think, the entire Mabat, the entire vision of what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is not about life and death. I hope he has a good year. I hope he doesn't die. There's much more, it's much more realistic life and death now. It brings it home, like, okay, you don't have to die to be written in the book of death. If you're not Zeicha in Rosh Hashanah, to the book of life, and you're in the book of death, that doesn't mean necessarily to get your Tachrichim ready. It means that you're not going to be able to have the peace of mind to do things. And we all have that. There's certain times in our life, I know myself, sometimes like I have no excuse not to learn because everything is Baruch Hashem good. Sometimes I don't know how I'm going to be able to like open up a Gemara. I don't know how I'm going to be able to daven. I'm going to do chesed. I'm so swamped with like personal issues that I'm dealing with. I can't. I just can't. It's just not shayach. That's death. Death is that you can't, Hashem passing on you, that I'm not going to be able to give you this year the ability to live. You're not going to be able to have a life. Tells me you're going to die. You'll be alive, but sometimes you'll wish you weren't alive because it's going to be impossible to do anything. You can't do Torah. You can't do it. You can't be happy. You can't enjoy Shabbos, Yantiv, nothing. And Mela, you're not going to learn. You're not going to daven. You can't do anything. You're not going to have Elam Abba either. That's what we're davening for in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, when you're davening, not just daven, okay, everyone should be healthy and have that too, of course. But more immediate, says Rav Pinkus, you have to daven when you're davening about me, Taref, Mi Shalev. Mi Shalev means who's going to have peace of mind. Umi Tarav means who's going to be going crazy. That's the biggest fear of Rosh Hashanah, of this Tav Shem Pei Dalet. Am I going to be able to go through the whole year happy and healthy and without any major typhoons in my life? Or is it going to be a year of storminess and problems and machlekes and sichsuch and financial and issues with this and that and the bursar's office? That I can't. That's the biggest klala. And by extension, on the Emadin Agadol, the final day that we're alive and we die, that is also going to be affected by this Rosh Hashanah, but more not as immediate, but as a full, course of what accrued because of this sack of mavis. I'm not going to have any tire when I come to Shema. I'm not going to have any mitzvahs because I'm so busy my whole life, scrambling to make a parnasa, scrambling to get out of issues with people and challenges and all. So Rosh Hashanah, we have to daven so hard just for peace of mind. Just to have the peace of mind. Why do we want peace of mind? Not so we should be able to play video games and watch YouTube all day and surf the web. We want peace of mind because we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get nachas from us. We want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he expects from us. He gave us life and we have to show him that we are appreciating that life. What do? To show appreciation? We serve him. We serve him, we do his will. We don't speak Lashon Hara, we don't look at things that we shouldn't, and we do what we're supposed to be doing every single day. We wake up for davening. Hashem gave you the ability to get up in the morning, to see, to hear, to use our legs. I was just speaking to somebody, we were talking about a mutual friend, and this person lost his ability to move. He became one of these ALS type of diseases. This guy was a guy like, when he was young, haven't really kept in touch with him for many, many decades. But when he was a young guy, he was very handsome. He married a very nice girl, a very good family. He had everything. Basically, the guy had everything going for him. And suddenly, out of nowhere, he got this terrible ALS or MS, and he can't move. He literally can't move. He has to be carried from place to place. He's a guy that's very successful. He's a lawyer. He's a person that I would say like really has a lot going for him. And boom, it was nigzar on him. Now, you know, if we can get up in the morning and we can move all of our Ivarim, we could go to the bathroom and make an Asher Yatzar with all Kabbanis, then that's a tremendous bracha. That means that Hashem paskened for us in Rosh Hashanah that He's going to give us those gifts. All of those gifts that we need and we want, this is what we're davening for Hashanah. Just give me the ability to have another year that I'll be able to function properly with peace of mind so that I'll be able to do your Ratzin. What do we say? Zachreinu l'chaim, melo chavetz b'chaim, remember us for life, O King who desires life, v'chasveinu b'sefer achaim, and write us in the book of life, lemancha lekim chayim. What does it mean, leman? That word, lemancha, is a very important word. It's a chayim, but it's not just, I'm not asking Hashem to give me a book of life so that I could go to AC and gamble, and I could go to this place and, you know, and do shtick, and go to the movies, go to Broadway, that's not lemancha. I'm asking you for life, not so that I could live a life and, put it on Instagram. I want a life that's lemancha. I want to live a life that's for you, Hashem, that I'm dedicated and devoted to your Aveda. So we're really asking two things. We're asking Hashem, give me the ability to live, and then give me the ability to want to do your Ratzon. I want life, and then I want you to give me a life that's lemancha. So that's two separate things. I could have all the freedoms and the health and everything, but then I still might not be in the basement. I still might be making decisions of what to do with my spare time, quote unquote, and they're not good decisions. So we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu really for two things. First of all, give me life. And I don't mean just physical life, I mean the ability to live. And then once I have the ability to live, Hashem, I want you to also give me the reality, the clarity that my life is lemancha. I want to live my life for you. I don't want to be distracted by technology and by shtusim and by avalim, and I want to live a life that's for you. Lemancha likim chayim. It should be a life that you're proud of me, that you're getting nachas from me. This is a whole new, it's a revolution that Rapinkus just made. I don't know if you realize it. I don't know, maybe it just like, maybe, or maybe you understood this every year, Rosh Hashanah. I didn't. This is like, to me, this is a very big revelation. Rapinkus says, not just life, death, who's going to live, who's going to die. It's who's going to have a life. And who's going to have a life that's a death? And if we're going to have a life, we have to make it a real life. If Hashem does grant us, and He will, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be Zeicha, Mitzvah Hashem, be written in the book of life. But we have to, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's up to us, once we're having this life, to make sure, to determine that this is not just I'm a life. It's not going to be a wasted life. It's going to be a life that's full of Avedas Hashem and doing the right thing, expending our energies on the right ambitions, and Mitzvah Hashem giving the Rabbeinu Shalom the nachas that he deserves.